The Internal Revenue Service received a letter from a taxpayer who was wrestling with a guilty conscience.
国家税务部门曾经从一个备受良心煎熬的纳税人那里收到过一封信。
The letter said, "Dear sir, my conscience bothered me."
亲爱的先生，我的良心谴责我。
Here is the $175 I owe in back taxes.
这是我欠下的175美金的税务。
On the bottom of the letter, he added a note which read,
在信的下面，他附上了一个注释，上面说,
"P.S. If my conscience still bothers me, I'll send you the rest."
他说，如果我的良心继续让我不安，我会把其他所欠的钱一起寄回来。
Boy tried to explain the difference between conscious and conscience.
一个小男孩曾经试图去解释意识和良心这个词的区别。
He said, "Conscious is when you are aware of something."
他说，意识是当你知道一些事情。
And conscience is when you wish you were not.
而良心是当你希望你不曾知道那些事情。
Another little boy said that a conscience is that which feels bad when everything else feels good.
另一个小男孩说，良心就是当其他一切事情都感觉很好的时候，他感觉很坏。
In other words, a conscience is something that makes us feel guilty when we have done something wrong.
换句话说，良心就是当你做错了事情的时候，让你觉得愧疚的东西。
Or it's something that keeps us from doing wrong so that we won't feel guilty.
也或许是让你因为害怕产生愧疚而不要去做错事的东西。
Though a CAT scan could never be able to detect where the conscience is in your brain, nevertheless, the conscience is just as real as the person's liver.
没有办法从我们大脑中知道良心是在哪里，但是它是真实存在在我们心中的。
And a guilty conscience can be just as painful as a cancerous liver.
一颗充满愧疚感的良心，有时候就像一颗得癌症的肝一样疼痛。
I keep in contact with a young man who is addicted to internet pornography.
我和一位陷入看色情网页上瘾的年轻人一直有着联系。
Before he looks at these websites, he's consumed with a desire to indulge in these lusts.
当他看这些网页之前，他被他内心放纵情欲的欲望所吞噬。
But after indulging in these lusts, he's consumed with suicidal thoughts and doubts about his salvation.
但是当他放纵了他的情欲之后，他却被对他救恩的怀疑和自杀的念头所深深的缠绕。
Many of us have similar memories when we think back to 2012.
当我们回顾2012年的时候，我们中的许多人相信有着同样的回忆。
Maybe it's not memories of inappropriate websites.
也许你的回忆不是去看那些不合适的网页。
But maybe it's a memory of cheating on a test, or maybe it's when we shoplifted at a store.
但也许是一次关于考试的作弊，或在一次在商店里的顺手牵羊。
Maybe it's the memory of saying a harsh word in public that humiliated another person.
也许是你曾经对另一个人说了一些严厉的话，而使他在公众面前失去了尊严。
Or maybe it's the memory of the time that we passed on a piece of gossip to another person.
或者也许你是在背后传播了一些关于别人的八卦。
When we think about these memories, we just cringe inside.
当我们想到这些的时候，我们内心微缩颤抖。
Our hearts ache.
我们的心疼痛。
We feel so guilty.
我们感到很惭愧。
And we would do anything if we could just have a clear conscience.
我们会愿意去做任何事情，如果他可以换回一颗无愧的良心。
If there's anybody that deserved to have a guilty conscience, it was the Apostle Paul.
如果有任何一个人应该有一颗愧疚的心，那就非使徒保罗莫属了。
He's responsible for the death of Stephen, who was the first Christian martyr.
他要为第一个基督教殉道者斯提法的死负部分的责任。
He persecuted many Christians by putting them in prison and threatening to kill them.
因为他曾经迫害了许许多多基督徒，把他们投入监狱，威胁要杀害他们。
And even after he became a Christian, he sometimes was a harsh man.
尽管他后来承认基督徒，有时候他也是一个严厉的人。
And yet, in Acts chapter 23, verse 1, he says, "I have fulfilled my duty to God in all good conscience to this day."
但是在使徒行传二十三章一节，他说：“我在神面前行事为人，都是凭着良心，直到今日。”
In Acts 24, verse 16, he says, "I strive always to keep my conscience clear." Before God and man.
在24章16节他说，我因此自己勉励，对神对人常存无愧的良心。
How could the Apostle Paul have a clear conscience when he had hurt so many people?
保罗怎么能有一颗无愧的良心呢？他以前伤害了那么多的人。
Or more importantly, how can we have a clear conscience when we have hurt so many people?
更重要的是，当我们伤害那么多人以后，我们如何去换回一颗无愧的良心？
There are at least three unsuccessful ways that people try to gain a clear conscience.
这有三种不太成功的方法，人们曾经尝试用来换回一颗无愧的良心。
First of all, some people think that the only way to have a clear conscience is to never sin.
第一种，一些人认为要有一颗无愧的良心就是不要去犯罪。
But this is unrealistic.
但这是不现实的。
First John,Chapter 1, verse 8 says, If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
约翰一书一章八节说，我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。
On this side of heaven, it is impossible for Christians to reach a state of sinless perfection.
就这一方面来说，要让基督徒达到完全无罪的境界是不可能的。
And yet the Bible indicates that it is not only possible, it is also necessary for every Christian to pursue a clear conscience.
然而圣经却指出，对基督徒来说，去追求一颗无愧的良心，却是不仅仅是有可能的，也是非常必要的。
A clear conscience is not the result of being without a sin.
一颗无愧的良心不是需要一定是无罪的。
Instead, a clear conscience is the result of dealing with sin in the right way.
而是用正确的方法来处理罪。
Secondly, some people think that to have a clear conscience means that they just simply don't feel guilty.
第二种，一些人认为他们有一颗无愧的良心，因为他们不觉得有什么愧疚感。
In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2, Paul talks about hypocritical liars whose consciences have been scarredas with a hot iron.
在提摩太前书四章二节，保罗讲到说，说谎之人的假冒，这等人的良心如同被热铁烙惯了一般。
Apparently, the Apostle Paul was talking about people who could lie without even feeling guilty.
很明显，保罗在描述一种可以撒谎却又不感觉愧疚的人。
This guy walks into an ice cream parlor and he buys an ice cream cone.
有一个人走进一家冰淇淋店，买了一个甜筒冰淇淋。
And then he immediately smashes the ice cream cone right into the face of the server.
然后他立刻把那个甜筒冰淇淋向那个售货员的脸上砸去。
So the guy quickly picks up a napkin and he helps the server get the ice cream off of his face.
然后这个人又很快拿了一张纸，帮助这个售货员把冰淇淋从他脸上抹去。
And while he's clearing off the ice cream, he says, Oh man, I'm so sorry.
当他一边抹去的时候，他一边对那个售货员说，哦，对不起，我感到非常的抱歉。
I feel so guilty, but every time I walk into an ice cream parlor, I just feel this sudden urge to buy an ice cream cone and then just smash it into the face of the server. And I just can't help it.
他说，我觉得很对不起，我觉得很惭愧，因为无论任何时候我走进一家冰淇淋店，我总有一种不可抑制的欲望要把这个冰淇淋砸向售货员的脸，然后把它弄到他的脸上。
So the server says, Listen, mister, you have a problem.
于是这个售货员跟他说，听着先生，你有一个很严重的问题。
In fact, I will never serve you another ice cream cone until you get some help from a psychiatrist.
他说，我不会再卖冰淇淋给你，直到你从精神科医生那里得到了一些帮助和治疗。
A few months later, the guy walks back into the ice cream parlor.
几个月以后，那个人又再次回到那间冰淇淋店。
He orders an ice cream cone, but the server refuses.
他又要了一个甜筒冰淇淋，但是那个售货员拒绝了他。
But then the guy explains, Hey, I've already seen a psychiatrist, and And the problem has been solved.
但是那个人解释说，你看我已经去看了精神科医生，而且我的病也好了。
So the server gives him an ice cream cone.
所以那个售货员又给了他一个甜筒冰淇淋。
The guy gets the ice cream cone and he immediately smashes it into the server's face.
那个人拿过那个冰淇淋，又一次的砸向了那个人的脸。
The server screams, "Hey, I thought you said you were cured."
那个售货员大声叫喊说，嘿，我以为你已经好了。
The guy replies, "I am cured."
那个人说，是的，我已经好了。
I still smash people with ice cream cones.
他说，我还是在用冰淇淋砸人。
But now I don't feel guilty anymore.
但是我现在已经不再有任何罪恶感了。
Unfortunately, there are too many people that are just like this guy.
不幸的是有许许多多的人就像这个人一样。
They go around wrecking other people's lives, but they don't feel any guilt about it.
他们到处去破坏人的生活，却不感觉到惭愧。
They lie, they gossip, they cheat, but they don't think that they are doing anything wrong.
他们说谎、议论、他们欺骗，但是他们不觉得他们做了任何错事。
They may have a guilt-free conscience.
他们要么就不觉得他们做的是在犯罪。
But they do not have a biblically clear conscience.
但是他们不会有一个感觉无愧的良心。
Thirdly, some people think that Christians gain a clear conscience by escaping the consequences of their sin by cheap forgiveness.
第三种，一些人认为基督徒获得一颗无愧的良心是通过一些廉价的原谅来逃避。
When I was a preschooler, my friend tried to get me to cross the street so that we could go to the candy store.
但我还是一个孩童的时候，我的朋友试图让我横穿马路去一个糖果店。
I told him that my parents would not allow me, and so it would be wrong for me to disobey.
但我告诉他我的父母让我不能这样做，如果我做了，就是违背他们的教导。
So my little friend said, "Let's just do it."
我的小小朋友对我说，我们就这样做吧。
And then when we're done, let's ask God for forgiveness.
做完再让上帝原谅我们。
Many of us adults have the same cavalier attitude towards sin.
很多我们这些成年人对罪都有着同样的态度。
We just love to sin, and we know that God's going to forgive us.
我们喜欢犯罪，因为我们知道上帝会原谅我们。
So we gossip, we lie, we put our relationship with God as a low priority with the plan that we're going to ask God for forgiveness right after we do it.
于是我们继续去议论人，我们继续去撒谎，我们把我们和神的关系放在一个次要的位置，我们计划着到我们犯罪以后再去向神祈求原谅。
But Galatians 6, 7, and 8 says, Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows.The one who sows to please his sinful pleasure, from that nature will reap destruction.
但是加拉太书六章七到八节说，不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的。人种的是什么，收的也是什么。顺着情欲撒种的，就要从情欲收败坏。
If you plant a thorn bush seed, don't expect to get a peach tree out of it.
如果你种下的是一颗有刺灌木的种子，那你就不要希望从那里可以长出一棵桃树。
Thorn bush seeds produce thorn bushes.
有刺的灌木会长刺。
In the same way, if you sow sinful deeds, you can expect to reap painful consequences.
同样的，如果你种下了罪恶的行径，那你就要预备去收获痛苦的后果。
After a Christian sins, he can take the necessary steps toward having a clear conscience, but he will still have to suffer the consequences of his sin.
一个基督徒犯罪以后，他可以通过一些重要的步骤让他有一个无愧的良心，但是他仍然要承受罪所带来的后果。
Consequences could be a lost friendship.
这样的后果可能是失去一段友情。
Or a bad reputation.
或者是坏的名声。
Or painful memories.
痛苦的记忆,
or the loss of rewards in heaven.
或者是失去天国的福分。
So we can be certain that when we get to heaven and we see the nail-scarred hands of Jesus Christ, we won't be regretting that we didn't sin more.
可以肯定的是，当我们进入天堂，看到耶稣手上的钉痕，我们不会后悔说为什么我没有去多犯一点罪。
Instead, we'll regret the sins that we did commit.
相反我们只会后悔说为什么我们犯了那么多的罪。
So if we cannot have a clear conscience by being perfect, and if we cannot get it by avoiding guilt or the consequences of sin, how can a Christian have a clear conscience?
因此如果我们无法达到完美而获得一颗无愧的良心，如果我们逃避罪恶感或者罪的后果也无法得到它，那一个基督徒是如何得到一颗无愧的良心呢？
A Christian can have a clear conscience when he has done his best to restore relationships that have been damaged by his sin.
一个基督徒是通过尽他的努力去重建被他的罪所破坏的关系而得到一颗无愧的良心。But
what relationships need to be restored in order to have a right relationship and a clear conscience?
但是哪些关系需要被重建的呢？
First relationship that needs to be restored is found in Psalm chapter 51, verses 1 and 4.
第一种需要被重建的关系可以在诗篇51篇第一节和第四节找到。
Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion. Block out my transgressions. Against you and you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight.
神啊, 求你按你的慈爱怜悯我, 按你的丰盛的慈悲涂抹我的过犯, 我向你犯罪, 唯独得罪了你, 在你眼前行了这恶事。
How could the apostle, how could King David have said that he had only sinned against God when he had committed adultery against Bathsheba and when he had been responsible for the death of her husband?
大卫王怎么能说他唯独得罪了神呢? 他明明和八十八犯了奸淫, 而且也要为他丈夫的死负上责任。
It's because the King David realized that although he had sinned and though he had hurt Bathsheba and her husband, he was ultimately sinning against God, and it was God who hurt the most.
这是因为尽管大卫王意识到他得罪了八十八和他的丈夫，但更主要的是他伤害了上帝。You
see, it was our sins that caused Jesus to die on the cross.
你看，是我们的罪让耶稣基督为我们死在了十字架上。So
when we sin, it's like we're picking up a hammer and just nailing the and hammering the nail into Jesus' hands.
所以当我们犯罪的时候，我们就像拿起了一把斧头，把另一颗钉子钉在了耶稣的手上。The
Bible says that when we sin, we grieve the Holy Spirit.
圣经说，当我们犯罪的时候，我们就使圣灵忧愁。In
other words, when we sin, it's not like we're just breaking a rule. We're actually breaking the heart of God.
换句话说，当我们犯罪的时候，我们不仅仅是违背了一个律法，我们也伤了神的心。So
there's a good reason why our consciences feel guilty when we sin.
所以这就是一个很好的原因，为什么当我们犯罪的时候，我们会觉得愧疚。So
how do we restore our relationship with God after we sin?
那我们如何和神重建关系呢？
Depends on whether we're a Christian or not. The sermon today is primarily directed towards Christians to how they can have a clear conscience. But let me briefly explain how a non-Christian can have a clear conscience. If you're not a Christian here today, you might think that if you just do enough good deeds, your good deeds could outweigh your bad deeds, and then you can have a clear conscience.
如果你是一个非基督徒，也许你在想，那我就多做好事吧。那我做的好事就可以抵消我所做的坏事，那我就可以有一颗无愧的良心了。
But the Apostle Paul writes in Romans 3:20-22, therefore no one will be declared righteous in his sight by observing the law. Rather, through the law we become conscious of sin. But now righteousness from God apart from the law has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe.
但是使徒保罗在罗马书3:22节写道，所以凡有血气的没有一个因律法能在神面前称义，因为律法本是叫人知罪，但如今神的义在律法以外已经写明出来，有律法和先知为证，就是神的义。
In other words, the Apostle Paul indicates that the reason for the commandments in the Bible is to make us conscious of our sins.
换句话说,
And once we are conscious of our sins, then our conscience will make us feel guilty of our sins.
既然我们的意识让我们知道了罪，那我们的良心就会让我们有愧疚感。
So we cannot make up for all the wrong things we've done by doing some good deeds.
所以我们不能通过顺服神的律法，或者是做一些好事来弥补我们所犯的罪。
Instead, in order to become righteous before God and to be forgiven, we must believe in Jesus.
相反，要让我们的罪得赦免，在神中，神的眼中为义，我们需要相信耶稣。
We must believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross to take the punishment of our sins and that he rose again to give us eternal life.
我们必须相信耶稣死在十字架上，担当了我们的罪，他又从死里复活，给了我们永生。
If you are not a Christian here today, and you would like to put your faith in Jesus, I encourage you to talk to either Pastor Tony or to me after the worship service this afternoon.
如果你还不是一个基督徒，但是你愿意相信主耶稣，请在崇拜之后来和徐牧师或者我谈一谈。
But what should Christians do after they commit sins against God?
但是我们成为基督徒以后，我们向上帝犯了罪怎么办呢？
The answer is found in 1 John 1:9.
答案可以在约翰一书一章九节找到。
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and he will purify us from all unrighteousness.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
This verse indicates that if we want to restore our relationship with God, we need to be honest with God.
这节经文在说，如果我们想要重建和上帝的关系，我们必须要对上帝诚实。
We need to tell him that we were wrong for any of the specific sins that we have committed, and then we need to ask him for his forgiveness.
我们需要向他坦白我们的罪，我们需要向他祈求原谅。
If we do this, our consciences can be purified and cleansed from all unrighteousness.
如果我们这样做，我们的良心就会从所有的不义中得到洁净。
For example, if you have a guilty conscience for gossiping about your friend, you can tell God, I was wrong for gossiping about my friend.
举个例，如果我们因为议论了一个朋友而感到内疚，你可以告诉上帝，我不应该议论我的朋友。
And I realized that my sin was primarily against you.
我意识到我的罪首先得罪了你。
Please forgive me.
请你原谅我。
But in order to have a clear conscience, we need not only to restore our relationship with God, but we also need to restore our relationship with the people that we have hurt.
我们要有一颗无愧的良心，不仅仅是要和上帝重建一个关系，更需要和我们伤害的人重建关系。
This can be found in Matthew chapter 5, verses 23 and 24.
这可以在马太福音五章二十三、二十四节中找到。
Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First, go and be reconciled to your brother, then come and offer your gift.
如果你在祭坛上献礼物的时候，若想起弟兄向你怀怨，就把礼物留在坛前，先去与弟兄和好，然后再来献礼物。
Notice that this passage doesn't say that this is only necessary if you purposely wrong somebody.
这个经文不仅仅是说你故意去伤害了一些人。
Instead, it says that we must take the initiative in restoring a relationship if we know that somebody has anything against us, whether we intended to hurt that person or whether we didn't even intend to do it.
这是说你要主动的去修复这段关系，不管你是故意去这样做还是不经意去这样做。
For example, at another church, I communicated something publicly that caused a person to think I was insulting him.
举个例子，在我早些年侍奉的一个教会，我曾经当众说过一句话，让一个人觉得我是在羞辱他。
In reality, when I communicated this, I wasn't even thinking about him.
事实上，我说这个话的时候，我根本就没有想到他。
Insulting that person was the last thing on my mind.
我根本就没有想过要去羞辱他。
But when I heard that he was offended, I realized that I had been insensitive in my communication, and that it was understandable that he could interpret my communication as a personal insult.
当我听到他受到冒犯的时候，我意识到在我说话的时候不够敏锐，于是可以理解为什么他会把我的话当成对他的人身攻击。
Being aware of this verse, I knew that it was my responsibility to seek out that gentleman and to ask him for forgiveness.
因为知道这节经文，我知道这是我的责任，我需要去见这位先生，然后求的原谅。
I met privately with him and I apologized for my insensitivity.
我私下约见了他，我为我的不够敏感而向他道歉。
And he graciously forgave me.
他很大度地原谅了我。
And he realized that I had not purposely tried to insult him.
他也知道我并没有故意试图去羞辱他。
Now, did I sin when I, with my original communication?
那在我最先讲那些话的时候，我犯罪了吗？
No, because I wasn't even thinking about trying to insult him.
没有，因为我压根就没有想过要去羞辱他。
But would I have sinned if I would have refused to ask for an apology?
但是如果我拒绝道歉，那我犯罪了吗？
I should say, if I would have refused to ask for his forgiveness. She said it right. Yes, because I would have directly violated Matthew 5, verses 23 and 24.
是的，因为我犯了不顺从马太福音五章二十三、二十四节的罪。
I want you to think back to 2012, and I even want you to think back further behind 2012.
我希望你能回想在2012年的时候，或者是更早些的时候。
Can you think of anybody that you have offended?
你能想到你曾经冒犯过什么人吗？
Maybe you intentionally tried to hurt that person's feelings.
也许你故意去伤害那个人的感受。
Or maybe you didn't even try to hurt that person.
或者是你根本就没有试图去伤害过他。
Either way, you still hurt that person.
但不管怎么样，你仍然伤害了他。
Perhaps you lied to him.
也许你对他撒了谎。
Perhaps you lost your temper with her.
也许你对他发了火。
Perhaps you damaged his reputation.
也许你损坏了他的声誉。
Perhaps it's somebody in your family.
也许那个人是你的家人。
Perhaps it's somebody in this church.
也许他是你在教会的一位朋友。
Perhaps it's somebody at work or at school.
也许是你工作的伙伴或者是你的同学。
Perhaps it's somebody that you haven't even seen in years.
也许是一个你多年未见的人。
When I thought about this question, the only person that I could think about was a college friend from almost 30 years ago.
当我想到这个问题的时候，我能想到我的唯一一个人就是我三十年前的一个大学同学。
It was somebody that often made the butt of my jokes.
那是我经常把他当做我笑柄的一个人。
On Friday, I looked up that person on Facebook.
星期五的时候，我在 Facebook 上寻找这个人。
And I saw somebody that looked like he could be a 30-year-older person with the same name.
我找到了一个看起来像我三十年后我朋友应该长的那个样子的人。
So I sent him a message to ask him if he went to my college.
于是我给他发了一条信息，问他是否跟我上了同一间大学。
He writes me back a message and he tells me that he was who I think he is, then I am going to ask for forgiveness.
如果他说是的，那我就会写信给他。
So please take a moment and think back. Is there anybody that you have offended?
所以让我们多花一点时间去想一想，我们是不是曾经冒犯过任何一个人。
And can you honestly say that you have taken the initiative to meet with that person to ask for forgiveness?
你有没有主动去跟这个人见面去请求他的原谅？
If not, you're living in sin.
如果不是的话，那你就活在罪中了。
Because you are violating the principles of Matthew chapter 5 verses 23 and 24.
因为你犯了不顺服啊，马太福音。
You might say, but he was 95% in the wrong and I was only 5% in the wrong.
也许你会说，他有95%的错，我只有5%的错。
It doesn't matter.
但这没什么关系。
Jesus says that it is your responsibility to take the initiative to ask for forgiveness for that 5%.
因为耶稣说这是你的责任，去为那5%的错而道歉。
They might say, I'll wait until I feel like doing it, or else it'll just be fake.
那么你会说，当我 有感觉的时候我才去做，不然的话就很虚伪。
But biblical love is an act of the will, not merely a feeling.
但是圣经的爱是出于意愿，而不是出于感觉。
If you wait for the feeling, it might never come.
如果你等待这种感觉，也许这种感觉永远都不会来。
In fact, either the person you hurt or you might die before you have a chance to ask for forgiveness.
事实上，在你有机会道歉之前，有可能你或者你冒犯的那一个人会意外的去世。
Would you say that the person moved away?
也许你会说那个人已经搬走了。
Obviously, it's best if you can ask for forgiveness face to face.
当然，能够面对面的道歉是最好的。
But if you can't, give that person a call or contact them by email or Facebook or something.
如果那样做不太可能，那么给那个人打个电话，或者是在Facebook 上给他一段留言，或者其他的一些方法。
However, It's important to carefully choose the right wording when we ask for forgiveness, or else we may actually be doing more harm than good.
而且当你在这样做的时候，你需要用一些正确的字眼。
I'd like to give two examples of poor wording.
让我来给你两个不太尽人意的例子。
First, I was wrong, but you were too.
第一个是，我有错，但是你也有错啊。
Perhaps at a later time you may need to lovingly confront that person, but your first priority is to ask for forgiveness and not to confront.
也许在迟些时候你可以去温柔地和那个人对峙，但是你现在的首要任务是去祈求原谅，而不是去对峙。
Another example of poor wording is, if I have done anything wrong, please forgive me.
另一个不尽人意的例子是，如果我错了，请原谅我。
Bill Gothard has said that when you begin a confession with the word if, you're basically saying, if my personality has offended you, there must be something wrong with your ability to get along with others.
Bill Gothard 说过，如果当你在忏悔的时候用如果这个字眼，你实际上是在说，如果我的性格冒犯了你，那你一定是你的能力有问题，不能和别人相处。
But I'll be big-hearted enough about this to assume that maybe it's my fault, which I'm not fully convinced it is, and ask you to forgive me if you still think I'm wrong about this.
这是我的心胸宽广，所以我假设这是我的错。其实我并不完全赞成，请求你原谅我，如果你仍然坚持认为我错了。
This type of confession reveals an attitude of pride and is seldom accepted as an apology.
这一类型的忏悔揭露了一个骄傲的态度，很少被看作是一个诚心的道歉。
The best way to seek forgiveness is to admit that you're wrong and then ask for forgiveness.
祈求原谅的最好的方法是承认你做错了，然后真心的请求道歉。
For example, you could say something like, I was wrong when I talked behind your back. Would you please forgive me?
你可以说，我不应该在背后议论你，你可以原谅我吗？
Hopefully the person will say that they will forgive you.
希望这个人会说我会原谅你。
But what happens if the person says no, I won't forgive you?
但是如果那个人说不，我不要原谅你，怎么办？
Well, then you can have a clear conscience that you have done your best to restore the broken relationship.
那你也可以有一颗无愧的良心，因为你已经尽了你的努力去修复一段破碎的关系。
Sometimes words are not enough to show true repentance.
有些时候语言并不能够完全的表达你真心赎罪的心。
Sometimes additional actions are needed to restore damage that we have done.
有时候需要一些额外的行为来帮助你重建这个受损关系。
For example, the book of Luke talks about a tax collector named Zacchaeus who became a Christian.
比如说路加福音就讲到了一个叫撒该的税吏，他后来成为了基督徒。
He realized that he had been guilty of cheating people out of money.
他觉得他一直欺骗人的钱而感到愧疚。
And so he promised that he would give half of his money to the poor, and that he would repay four times the amount to anybody that he had cheated.
所以他承诺要把一半的家产分给穷人，以四倍的钱还给那些曾经欺骗的人。
The same way, if you have stolen money, the least you should do is to pay back the money you stole plus interest.
同样的，如果你偷了钱，你应该把你偷的钱还给别人，加上利息。
or if you've ruined another person's reputation, you should try to talk to everyone who has a wrong impression about that person and tell them that you are wrong, not that person.
如果你损坏了别人的名誉，你应该试着告诉每一个人，每一个因为你的言论而对那个人有着不好印象的人，告诉他们错在你，不在那个人。
There's another group of people that we need to restore our relationship with if we are going to have a clear conscience.
如果我们想要有一颗无愧的良心的话，那还有另外一类人，我们需要跟他们重建关系。
Those people are the people found in Mark chapter 11, verse 25.
这一类人写在马可福音十一章二十五节。
And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins.
你们站着祷告的时候，若想起有人得罪你们，就当饶恕他，好叫你们在天上的父也饶恕你们的过犯。
Third relationship that needs to be restored in order for us to have a clear conscience.Is our relationship with the people who have hurt us.
我们也需要和那些曾经伤害过我们的人重建关系。
Many times our bitterness and our sin of unforgiveness keeps us from restoring our relationship with them.
许多时候我们的苦毒和那些我们不愿意原谅别人的罪让我们无法和他们重建关系。
If you are involved in a broken relationship,You just can't wait for the person who hurt you to take the initiative to restore the relationship.
如果你在这样一段破碎的关系中，你不能等到让别人来主动向你道歉。
But how can we restore a relationship with those who hurt us?
那如何让我们带着伤痛去修复这样的关系呢？
This passage says that we need to forgive them.
这篇讲到说我们要原谅他们。
Bill Gothard defines forgiveness as having a greater concern for a person after he offends me than I did before he offended me. It's using the hurts of others as the basis of demonstrating Christ's love back to them.
Bill Gothard 解释原谅说，对一个伤害了我的人，我要用比他伤害我之前更深的关怀去关怀他。这些是用那些伤害来体现上帝爱的渠道。
But loving them does not mean that we ignore how they sinned against us.
但是爱他们并不是说去忽略他们向我们犯的罪。
Matthew 18 verse 15 tells another thing that we need to do to those who have offended us.
马太福音十八章十五节教导我们如何要去对待那些冒犯过我们的人。
If your brother sins against you, go and show him his fault just between the two of you. If he listens to you, you have won your brother over.
倘若你的弟兄得罪你，你就去趁着只有他和你在一处的时候指出他的错来。他若听你，你便得了你的弟兄。
Imagine if your father has been a lousy father, neglected you, or maybe he punished you harshly. It's just saying that we should confront him. If a person has hurt you, it's your responsibility to confront them.
如果一个人伤害了你，这是你的责任去跟他面对面。
But the Bible gives at least two conditions about how you should confront that person.
但是圣经给出了两个条件，告诉我们应该如何去跟他对峙。
First, according to Matthew chapter 18, you should confront that person privately with a one-on-one talk.
首先，马太福音十八章所讲，你应该只有在你和那个人一处的时候指出他的错来。
And Galatians 6 verse 1 gives another condition.
加拉太书六章一节给出另外一个条件。
Brothers, if somebody is caught in a sin, you who are spiritual should restore him gently.
弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来。
The second principle is that you should be spiritual.
第二个条件是你需要属灵。
I've heard many people tell me that they can't confront a person because they're afraid that they would have the wrong attitude when they talk to that person.
也曾经有人告诉我说，他们不愿意去和一个人对峙，因为他们怕和这个人对峙的时候，他们有一个不好的态度。
But if we surrender our lives so that the Holy Spirit can control us, we will approach that person with the fruit of the spirits that are listed in Galatians 5:22.
但是如果我们谦卑我们的生命，让圣灵来掌权的话，那当我们去跟这个人面对面的时候，我们就带着在加拉太书五章二十二节所说的圣灵的果子。
According to Galatians 5:22, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
加拉太书五章二十二节所说的圣灵的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
If you can be characterized by these qualities, there is a good chance that you will be able to restore your relationship with the person who offended you.
如果你有这些品质，那你就有一个很好的机会，可以去和那些伤害你的人修复你的关系。
Today we are going to partake in the Lord's Supper.
今天我们要一起领受圣餐。
In 1 Corinthians 11, verse 28, the Apostle Paul writes, A man ought to examine himself before he eats of the bread and drinks of the cup.
保罗在哥林多前书11章28节中说到，人应该自己审查，然后吃着饼，喝着杯。
And that's what I'm going to encourage you to do before you partake of the bread and of the cup.
这也是今天我要鼓励你们在吃饼喝杯之前要做的。
Instead of singing a song while we wait for the bread, please spend time examining yourself to see whether you have a clear conscience.
在我们等待这饼杯的时候，让我们不仅仅是唱一首回应的诗歌，也让我们来审查我们每一个人的心，看我们的心中是不是有一颗无愧的良心。
That doesn't mean that you are perfect.
并不是说你是完美的。
Instead, it means that you ask yourself if you have done everything possible to restore relationships that have been damaged by your sin.
而是问问你自己，你是否有做过任何的努力去重建一段被你的罪所破坏的关系？
Here's some questions to ask yourself while you're waiting for the bread.
这里有一些问题，你可以在等待饼杯的时候问你自己。
How's my relationship with God?
我和上帝的关系怎么样？
Are there any sins that I need to confess and forsake?
有任何的罪需要认罪和忏悔吗？
How's my relationship with those whom I have offended?
我和冒犯的人关系怎么样？
Have I asked them for forgiveness?
我有没有向他们道歉，请求原谅？
How's my relationship with those whom have hurt me?
我和伤害我的人关系又怎么样呢？
Have I forgiven them?
我原谅他们了吗？
If you do not have a clear conscience today, the Bible indicates that you should not partake of the elements.
如果你今天还没有一颗无愧的良心，圣经说你不应该一起吃饼喝杯。
Instead, you should first seek forgiveness from God and for those people to whom you have harmed.
除非你向上帝和那个人你伤害的人请求原谅。
And after that, you may partake of the Lord's Supper the next month when we serve the communion again.
你做了那些以后，再让我们一起在下个月的时候一起享用圣餐。
I'd like to ask the ushers to come forward now to distribute the elements.
请招待到前面来，来分派饼杯。
So I already mentioned if you do not have a clear conscience, please do not partake of the elements.
就像我说的，如果你还没有一颗无愧的良心，请不要一同吃饼喝杯。
But also, please do not partake of the elements if you have not yet put your faith in Jesus as the one who died on the cross for your sins.
如果你还不相信主耶稣是为我们的罪死在十字架上的那一位，也请你不要吃饼喝杯。
Also, don't partake of the elements if you've not yet been baptized.
如果你还没有受洗归主，请你也不要这样做。
Instead, after the service, talk to Pastor Tony or me about how to put your faith in Jesus or how to get baptized.
但是，请你在今天崇拜结束之后来找我，或者是徐牧师谈谈如何受洗和相信主耶稣。
And for those of you who are baptized Christians with clear consciences, please hold on to the elements until all have been served so that we can partake of the elements together.
至于那些已经受洗归主的，又有一颗无愧良心的， 让我们等到所有的人都有饼杯的时候，我们再一起享用。